Captain Nemo had picked an odd time to philosophize. All in all, this reply told me nothing. "May I learn, sir," I asked him, "what caused this accident?" "An enormous block of ice, an entire mountain, has toppled over," he answered me. "When an iceberg is eroded at the base by warmer waters or by repeated collisions, its center of gravity rises. Then it somersaults. It turns completely upside down. That's what happened here. When it overturned, one of these blocks hit the Nautilus as it was cruising under the waters. Sliding under the hull, this block then raised us with irresistible power, lifting us into less congested strata, where we now lie on our side." "But can't we float the Nautilus clear by emptying its ballast tanks to regain our balance?" "That, sir, is being done right now. You can hear the pumps working. Look at the needle on the pressure gauge. It indicates that the Nautilus is rising. But this block of ice is rising with us, and until some obstacle halts its upward movement, our position won't change." Indeed, the Nautilus kept the same heel to starboard. No doubt it would straighten up once the block came to a halt. But before that happened, who knew if we might not hit the underbelly of the ice bank and be hideously squeezed between two frozen surfaces? I mused on all the consequences of this situation. Captain Nemo didn't stop studying the pressure gauge. Since the toppling of this iceberg, the Nautilus had risen about 150 feet. Suddenly, a slight movement could be felt over the hull. Obviously, the Nautilus was straightening a bit.